BBC News with Neil Nunes. The Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak says he has ordered the country's navy and maritime authorities to try to find and rescue migrants stranded at sea. It comes a day after Malaysia and Indonesia agreed to provide temporary shelter to such migrants, who include Bangladeshis and Rohingya Muslims fleeing persecution in Myanmar. Here's Danny Aperhard.
Only days ago, Malaysia was preventing boatloads of migrants from landing on its shores. But in the face of pressure from the United Nations and the international community, it seems to have completed a policy U-turn. Prime Minister Najib Razak said in a tweet that Malaysia had to prevent the loss of life. Thousands of migrants are believed to be at sea, many enduring desperate conditions. Some have been abandoned by their crews amid a crackdown on people smuggling. Meanwhile, efforts to find a long-term solution to the crisis are continuing. Later on Thursday, the Malaysian Foreign Minister is to visit Myanmar for talks.
Islamic State militants have captured the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra from pro-government forces. There are fears that the militants will destroy Palmyra's 2,000-year-old ruins, as Jamir reports.
The collapse of government forces at Palmyra was sudden, with army and local militia fighters abandoning the town after Islamic State militants fought their way into its northern quarters. The state media said the forces had pulled out after assuring the evacuation of most of the town's inhabitants. Many of the priceless movable artifacts have already been removed to safety elsewhere. But there are fears that the temples and colonnades of the site itself may be demolished by IS, as it's done to sites in Iraq. International appeals and concern are only likely to make that more probable, since IS, which sees ancient monuments as idolatry, delights in outraging world opinion.
The human rights organization Amnesty International says Qatar must do more to improve conditions for migrant workers as it prepares to host the 2022 Football World Cup. Amnesty said the government had made little progress on promises made a year ago. Mark Lovell reports.
Last year, the government said it would change the system under which workers have to seek permission from their employers to leave the country or change jobs. Today, Amnesty, which has been in regular contact with the Qatari government and workers, says little progress has been made. But Qatar's Labour Minister, Dr. Abdullah Al-Khulaifi, insists the Gulf state is using its hosting of the World Cup as a catalyst for change. Dr. Abdullah says he's 90% sure changes in employment law will be made by the end of this year.
The owner of an auction house in Florida has been sentenced to 3 years in jail for helping to smuggle rhino horns, elephant ivory and coral from the U.S. to China. Christopher Hayes was caught in a sting operation. BBC News. The Pentagon has, for the first time, released surveillance footage of an island that China is building in a disputed part of the South China Sea. The video, along with audio recordings of the Chinese Navy warning the plane to leave the area, was broadcast by CNN, which was on board a U.S. surveillance flight on Wednesday. Beijing lays claim to large parts of the South China Sea and has been building the artificial islands for several years. Neighboring countries contest the claim. A clean-up operation is underway on beaches and seas near the city of Santa Barbara in California after an oil spill caused by a ruptured pipeline. The oil company involved has estimated that 2,500 barrels had leaked, of which a fifth, it said, had gone into the ocean. Scientists in Britain say a study of the effects of paracetamol in mice suggests that women who use the painkiller extensively during pregnancy might damage the reproductive health of their unborn sons. Britain's health body says pregnant women should take the drug only if necessary and for the shortest possible time. Smita Mundasad reports.
Paracetamol can be important in pregnancy, for example helping to treat fevers that would otherwise cause harm. But researchers at the University of Edinburgh say women using it when it's not entirely necessary should think again. Their experiments try to mimic human pregnancies, implanting human fetal tissue into mice. When taken for a week, the drug disrupted the production of testosterone. This hormone is critical to the development of male reproductive systems.
A German police raid in a suspected art trafficking gang's warehouse has turned up valuable Nazi-era sculptures not seen for a quarter of a century. The find includes two monumental horse sculptures by Josef Torak, which once stood outside Adolf Hitler's chancellery in Berlin. BBC News.